You had torn my shirt open and were bending me back over the kitchen table, ready to paint honey on my breasts, when we noticed someone at the door. Celia, the little blonde mail carrier, had arrived, but not at her usual time, and not in her uniform. Our eyes met, and we both smiled the, oh yeah, smile when a plan works out. It hadn't been hard to attract her, after all. She delivered most of our toys, and she'd seen us playing our games on any number of occasions. But this was her first nibble. I went to the door. She couldn't keep her eyes off my naked chest, and let her in. She looked around the room nervously. Hi, you said I should come by sometime if I, you want to serve us? You say, and she flushes and catches her breath. Tell her the rules, Kay. Yes, sir. I turn to Celia and smile as she tries to keep her eyes from wandering down to my chest. They are quite simple. The first one is to listen and obey. If you can follow directions well, we are going to have such fun. She quickly looks between us and gives a slight nod of her head. Secondly, Sir's cock is mine. Unless I give you direct permission, you will not taste or touch it. I watch her, gauging her reaction. The last one is probably the most important, since we all have public lives. What happens in these four walls stays here. If you can agree to these rules, then we can begin our time together. I look to you for approval, then back to Celia. So, what do you think? I ask, impatiently waiting for her to answer, eager to play, eager for fun. Okay, she says quietly. I agree. Good girl. I smile wickedly at you. Let the games begin. Kay, after you get naked, undress our little slut, you say as you open our toy bag and begin to lay out our implements. You watch us as I move around the girl, pulling off her t-shirt and running my hands over this muscular body. She has large nipples that I taste with approval. I undo her short skirt and let it drop. Her neatly trimmed quim is wet already. And I slick my hand up with her wetness and make her taste it. Her little tongue tickles my hand, and I think about what I want next. On your knees, I tell her, and she slips off her flip-flops and quickly complies. Use that tongue on me. I pull her head into my crotch and feel her start to explore. How's she doing at that? You ask me as you pass me the riding crop. She could use a little instruction. I slowly rub the crop across her cheek as she licks and sucks at my pussy. A quick tap on her left cheek makes her pull away. I say, and swiftly tap the other side. Back to it. Focus on my clit more. Enjoying having some control, I slide the crop down her spine, keeping in rhythm with her sucking and licking. I begin to swat her backside, gently at first, then harder. With each smack of crop to flesh driving her face into my soaking cunt, I moan and look directly into your eyes. She is showing great potential. Perhaps with advice from someone quite adept in this would be beneficial. Don't suck her clit, you say. Kiss it softly, and then purse your lips around it. Got it. Now suck gently, ever so gently, and suck it like a little cock. And listen to her. She'll let you know if you're pleasing her by her sounds. So listen. And if you're doing it wrong, she'll let you know with the crop. Oh, no, 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 little whore. Keep your hands off your own pussy. You'll come when I decide you can, and no sooner. In fact, I think... You walk around her and pull her hands behind her back and cuff them together. It throws her rhythm off. And you remind me why you did it. You don't get to come either, my love. You whisper it in my ear, and I let out a small moan. You come up behind me, and I feel the bulge in your pants between my butt cheeks. Your hands make their tender way over my back and chest as you lay little kisses on my shoulders and neck. I lean back into you, and that changes the angle of Celia's ministrations so that I gasp in pleasure. That's enough, you say, and step back. A slight frown creases my brow, but I quickly let it fade. Master knows best, Celia. Another thing you should know. I help her to stand and lead her over to the living room, where you are now seated. I kneel on the floor and motion Celia to follow suit. How's this going for you, Celia? You ask. That was... I've never done anything with a girl, and it was amazing, Celia says softly. Sir, or master, I tell her. It's amazing, master. Anything with K usually is. Thank you, master, I say. I know you can see how aroused I am, and I know you are coming up with more ways to tease me for longer. And it thrills me. I'd like to see the two of you kiss, you say with a grin. And Kay, give her nipples some hard play, too. I pull her head to me and kiss her hard. Her little mouth takes me in, and she tastes like peppermint. I know you want a show, so we do a proper, passionate makeout session. Celia really gets into it, particularly when I pay attention to her neck and ears. Then I start to stroke her rock-hard nipples, gently at first. I'm wishing her hands weren't bound, so that she could play with me, but... You play over my nipples, with the long crop. And that's almost as good. I start pinching and pulling at Celia's tits, which makes her tremble and kiss back harder. Her nipples are like little erasers, and seem to love the abuse. I find myself rubbing my tits against them, and it's heavenly. I spend a little time in between her legs, but you warn me off. I'm feeling myself growing closer and closer to coming, and you must be able to read my mind, because the crop comes in between us. That's enough of that, you say. I enjoyed that. For your reward, you two are going to attend me. Breathless, we break and turn to face you. You've slipped out of your sandals, and you point at your feet. Start there. Kay on the right, Celia on the left. And don't forget the rules. I begin to kiss and lick your feet and ankles, looking across at Celia and nodding at her to follow in a likely manner. My hands gently knead up and rub at your calf muscles, and I rise up onto my knees to continue kissing my way up your leg. My strong hands glide up and over your knees, and I position myself so your leg is between mine, and my breasts are on either side. Glancing every now and then to see how Celia is doing, she seems to be coping quite well, and I kiss her for encouragement. As my hands slide along your thighs, I hear you moan. I look up at you, happy to see a smile on your face. You are so good at this, my girl, you tell me. Just do what Kay's doing, and you'll be fine, he tells Celia. This little encouragement energizes her performance, and in some ways, it seems like she's racing me. Lost in my enjoyment of pleasuring you, I don't realize right away that she has continued her way along your thigh, and now has your cock firmly in her grasp. I make eye contact with you and slowly reach down to pick up the crop from the floor. It connects with the fleshy part of her ass. Hard. She jumps as another and another land in quick succession. What the fuck did I tell you about his cock, bitch? I angrily demand. I just thought to please, sir. You haven't earned that, Celia, you tell her. Kay has served me with diligence and loyalty for some time now, and these rules are the glue that keeps us together. I'm sorry, she says. I'll let you punish her, you tell me. You broke the rules. Now you pay the price. I stand up and go over to our playbag, searching for what I want, cruel ideas running through my mind. I return with a paddle, ball gag, and a handful of clothes pegs. Since this is your first offense, I will omit the blindfold. You will watch me punish you. Learn your place, Celia, as I have learnt mine. On your knees, now, I demand. I place the ball gag in her mouth and buckle it tightly. Now bend over, on your hands and knees. I walk around her, running the paddle over her body. I reach under her and give her right breast a quick slap. Then attach a peg to her nipple. I repeat with the left side, slapping and attaching a peg. Hearing her whimper pleases me, and I make my way around to her ass. Disregarding the paddle for now, I reach for the crop again and bring it down hard on her ass. She jumps forward. Don't move, I tell her. Reaching between her legs, I feel her wetness. Do you like this, you little bitch? I ask. Her muffled moans make me laugh. I grab another peg and slowly slide it up her pussy lips and close it on her clit. I can see the beginning of tears in the corner of her eyes. You've been walking around us, watching both of us. I see you note the red stripe of blood on Celia's ass and her tears. Kay, dial it down a bit, you say. But master, she broke the rules, I say. In all fairness, I should get to break her. You forget yourself. This is punishment, not breaking. I do the breaking around here. Remember your first days with me? When did you deserve this level of punishment for an honest mistake? You're right, of course, master. I smooth her hair back from her face and loosen the gag. Did you learn your lesson, Celia? I ask in a quiet voice, kissing her swollen lips. Now you are in need of correction, you say. Hand me that crop and kneel before me. I comply and wait. Your hand flashes and the crop does a quick X across my chest. My nipples explode in flame and you grab my jaw. Do you know what you did wrong? I took it too far. I'm sorry, sir. You are a good slave, but you are also a bit of a pain maiden. You can take more than most, and you forget that. Now bring our plaything here and show her how to suck my cock. Yes, master. I take Celia by the hand and lead her over to you. We kneel before you again, and I guide her hand back to your cock. Gently at first, Celia, I tell her. Now slowly, kiss the very tip. I hold your cock for her as she kisses you. Open your lips and let your tongue slide around his head. That's a good girl. I hold her hair back from her face and smile at her. That's very good, girls. Just what I like, you say, and I'm glad to hear the warmth back in your voice. Now a little wider, Celia. That's it. Open wide for Master's cock. I begin to massage your balls as she takes you deeper inside her warm mouth. As her head bobs up and down, her saliva is coating you. Now moan a little, Celia, I instruct her. The vibrations from her moans travel the length of your cock. And your head falls back while your hips push up, forcing your cock deeper into her throat. She gags a little, and I help her stay at it. Just relax, I tell her. Breathe through your nose, nice and slow. I don't want to come yet, and I will if you two talented phylatrixes keep this up, you say. Let's have Celia tied to our chair over there. I'm getting a little jealous of her time with your cock, then decide to help her. I pull gently on her hair and release your cock from her mouth. I kiss her slowly, tasting you in her mouth. I really do want my turn with you, so let's tie her to that chair. When done, her ankles are cuffed to the legs of the chair and her hands are behind the back. One of our vibrators, the black one, is sitting just inside her vagina, purring softly. Her mouth is gagged, but her eyes are on us. You lead me back to the couch, spin me around so my back is to you, and push me forward a little so I grab the back of the couch with my hands. Sliding your hands down my legs, you part them and brush my soaking pussy with your fingertips. I moan and quiver under your touch. I hope you've been doing your Kegel exercises, you say. Yes, sir. You slide a finger into my tight pussy, and I clench my inner muscles around you to prove my point. The key is to loosen as I enter and tighten as I leave. So it is as if you want me in there, you say. More for Celia's benefit than mine, who knows this full well. Let me show you what I can do, Master. You grab my hips firmly and push your hard cock inside me. I moan as you fill me and writhe as you slide in and out. I hear Celia give a moan from the back corner and I smile. I am enjoying putting on a show. Being watched. Being envied. I push back to meet your every thrust. I am lost in my own moans and whimpers, but are you going to let me come? I can't help but wonder. You're pushing in and out slowly, savoring it. Then you do the jackhammer move and I can barely keep up with the sensation. Your hand is in my hair, pulling my braid. I can feel it building inside of me. You show no sign of stopping, and your other hand is slapping my ass. Master, I stammer. Please, sir, may I come? You drop back to slow and rhythmic and say, You hold me on the edge, just before the tipping point. Please, sir, I beg. Yes, you say, and the jackhammer strokes start up even more fiercely, and you pull back on my hair. I moan loud and let myself go, screaming out in release. Oh, sir. Hug, yes. You press yourself into me and don't come out. Then your seed explodes inside me. I feel your hot load shooting in, and I almost collapse. You hold me up, keeping your cock buried deep within me. Little girl. No falling down now, you say. We have a guest, remember? I was just thinking about what to do with her. What do you think, Master? Does she get to come? Oh, I think she's earned it. Use your imagination, you say. I walk over to Celia on shaky legs. I release her from her bonds and bring her over to the couch. I remove her gag and kiss her, softly. Such a good pet, I whisper to her. Thank you, miss, she replies. My kisses continue down her neck and chest. I take one of her nipples in my mouth, rolling my tongue around it. The other I pinch gently between my thumb and index finger. I move down over her flat, smooth stomach, out to her hip, and back to her navel, covering her in soft kisses. I dart my tongue in and out over her hot skin. I can smell her arousal, and I want to taste her. My tongue slides down her pubis and dips between her lips. Celia twitches, and her hips tilt up. I kiss her clit and slide a finger inside of her. I begin sucking and lapping at her soaking cunt, grinding my face into her as I add another finger, pumping them in and out of her silky hole. She's huffing like a train and making cute little squeaky noises with the occasional moan. Her juices coat my hand as she cries out in orgasm. I feel her pussy tighten on my fingers, throbbing and squeezing. I offer my hand to you, so you can taste our pet. Yummy, you say, but not as sweet as yours, you tell me. I kiss you in appreciation for your sweet words. Now see if you can put her back together and get her to come back sometime. I help Celia to get dressed, kissing her in between clothing items. Did you enjoy yourself? I asked. Mm-hmm, she moans, unable to speak just yet. Same time next week, then? She nods, smiles cutely, and leaves.